You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 48.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Jean Slater. Jean is the founder of the Higher Guidance Life Coach Certification Program. She's an accomplished author and inspirational speaker who is helping thousands to receive clarity, direction, and purpose through their direct access to higher guidance. In 2005, Jean published her landmark book, Hiring the Heavens, which introduced a unique perspective on connecting the power of the heavens to fulfill your daily and life goals. Hiring the Heavens is inspiring people all over the world to create their world in tandem with the workforce of the celestial realm.
Welcome, Jean. Thank you so much for joining me today on Mindful Marketing. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Kimberly, and thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm very excited to hear about you and your life purpose of being the creative mystic. What was your personal journey to get you to where you are today?
Well, I was like you, where I started out in the corporate world. and believe me, the idea of being a spiritual teacher wasn't on my radar anywhere. But what happened for me was that I started in the corporate world. When I left the corporate world, I'm just wanting a way to be more helpful to people. And what that ended up looking like is going into naturopathy, which I did for quite some time. And then what very quickly happened in naturopathy is that I recognized that there is no separation of mind, body, spirit. And what I mean by that is that someone would come in and say they had stomach issues. And coming from a naturopathic point of view, I really wanted to just work with them on their diet, wanted to work with herbs and things that I had been trained in. But what showed up was, instead of that, it was, oh, we've got an emotional issue here, or there's a spiritual issue, or there's a mental issue here, and those are what's causing your stomach issues. And so very quickly, I found that I could not deal with someone's health without getting into the emotional, mental, and spiritual levels, which I really hadn't had any training in. And over time, what occurred is that I had to find a way to get answers from the body. If I was going to help a person, I needed a way to kind of bypass the logic and all the book learning and go straight to the one part of them that knows, which I later coined as the term their higher guidance, to tell me what's going to be the most effective way to deal with this physical health issue. Is it dealing with the physical level? Is it dealing with the emotional level? Is it dealing with the mental? Is it dealing with the spiritual? And so over time, I created a whole method of working with clients by connecting in with their higher guidance and letting their higher guidance tell me what would be the best resolution.
That's fantastic. I wish more practitioners would do that in the regular medical field, right? How do you marry the two? That's wonderful.
Right. And we're not taught that because literally if you go to any kind of school, what you're taught is book learning, right? So in especially medical school, you've got a symptom, here's the medication. So, you know, it's like you try to match the appropriate response, you know, for what's going on. And the chances of you getting it right are very slim.
Yeah.
So I figured that out about 20 years ago when I was getting into this. I figured out, okay, if somebody's coming to me and relying on just my intellect, I don't feel really good about that, and I'm certainly not getting the results I wanted. But when I turned it over to a higher knowledge, all of a sudden the results that were coming through were beyond what I could have expected.
That's amazing. I love it. I'm trying to make an appointment to go see my holistic guy this weekend. So I love this. Totally resonates with me. So what was the turning point in making a decision of going from corporate to following this path?
You know, and what I'm going to do is explain the turning point that shifted me from my business being a book learning experience, and I'm going to stick with the naturopathy, because I really, at that point, when I went into naturopathy, I really wanted it to be very, very logical, something I could really turn to a book and say, well, look here, it says, if you have stomach issues, then take this herb. That's what I really wanted, but I didn't. That didn't work. And so the turning point actually happened when I was working with a particular client. And this not only was the turning point in how I conducted my business, but later turned into my book that I wrote called Hiring the Heavens. And then that ended up turning into a whole program called Creative Mystic. And then that turned into a whole school called Higher Guidance Life Coaching. So it all began at one pivotal moment in time, almost 20 years ago, when I was working with a client and asking, at this point, I'd already had a way of talking to the body and asking the body what it wanted to do. And this particular client that I was working with, their body said I needed to do what's called an allergy clearing technique. And this allergy clearing that I needed to do was for 5 neurotransmitters. And neurotransmitters are chemicals that are in the brain, like serotonin and dopamine. We're kind of familiar with the major neurotransmitters, and it helps. Those neurotransmitters help us feel what we feel and think the way we think.
Right.
And so I needed to do an allergy clearing for 5 of them, and I had to name all 5. Well, I came up with 4, could not think of what that 5th neurotransmitter could be. And so I said to my client, your body keeps telling me I'm going to have to name this 5th neurotransmitter, and yet I can't think of what it would be. So we're going to have to reschedule so that I have time to do some research on neurotransmitters. And then my client, who is a layperson, just the first words out of her mouth said, well, is histamine a neurotransmitter? And I looked at her rather strangely, like, what would make you say that? I said, no, histamine's not a neurotransmitter. Histamine's that stuff your sinuses produce when you have an allergic reaction. That's why you take an antihistamine. It's certainly not a neurotransmitter. And then in the very next moment, for whatever reason, I turned around and I pulled a book off my shelf that I had never opened. I'd bought it a year prior, but I've never opened it. And it falls open to a page where the word histamine is in the title. So I'm looking at that and kind of laughing. Oh, look at this, talking about histamine. And then in the very next nanosecond, I mean, this just happened, boom, boom, boom. My eyes are taken to a specific line buried in a paragraph. It's as if that was the only line I could see. And it said, quote, histamine is also thought to be a neurotransmitter.
Wow.
Yeah. That was my pivotal moment when I recognize something else was going on that was not explainable here on the physical level, that something had whispered histamine to my client. And when my client said it, and then I said, no, that's not it, something compelled me to turn around, pick a book up that I'd never opened, opens the page and takes my eyes and said, yes, it is.
It couldn't be more direct. Like, all right, you didn't listen to me the first time, so here you go.
Exactly. So what I did, Kimberly, and I think this is really, 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 really important for the listeners, is I paid attention. I didn't just pass this off as a mere coincidence. Astounding as it was, I didn't just say, oh, wasn't that amazing, and then forget about it.
Right.
Instead, I said, actually, what I really said is, what the heck happened? And I needed an explanation. And in my mind, how I kind of figured all that out is I said, well, maybe, just maybe, I have a spiritual physician working with me and helping me with my business. And I imagined that. And I'd heard of psychic surgery, where there is a spiritual physician working through somebody on the physical level.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I was just, you know, figuring this whole thing out in my head. I said, I started to talk to this spiritual physician. Imagine that, yes, this spiritual physician was with me. So every day when I would go to my office, I would talk to my spiritual physician and tell him who I have coming in. And I would get specific information about how to deal with my clients. And it was so amazing that over time I thought, this is working so well, maybe I could get help for other aspects of my business. I need a spiritual marketer. I need a spiritual time manager. I need a spiritual secretary and receptionist. I need a spiritual financial consultant. Would I be able to get those skills and talents to help me with my business? So what I did, Kimberly, is I imagined hiring all of those talents to work for me for my business. And this is the testimonial of how good it worked, how well it worked. I was able to support my entire family working part-time. My husband and my four kids, my husband was able to stay home with our four kids for 10 years without ever hiring anybody on the physical level, because any position I needed was filled on the spiritual level.
That's incredible.
And so thus, Hiring the Heavens, my book, was born.
That is fantastic. And I have to tell you, in all my interviews and everything, I've never heard of that or even thought about. I mean, we ask our higher selves for help and things, but not specifically going to hire that specific need from the higher above. And that's really a beautiful idea.
Well, I have come to find out that any talent, any skill, any personality trait that you can possibly imagine exists in the spiritual realm. So before you do anything here on the physical plane, hire first from this incredible resource pool. It's the most expansive resource pool in the universe. So hire away, because that's what, after I had so much evidence of their working for me in my business, then I began to hire away for my personal life and for my kids and for my husband and for my car. I hired a spiritual mechanic for my car. I mean, Kimberly, the miracles I could tell you would knock your socks off.
Wow. That's incredible. I'd love to hear a couple.
Oh, let me tell you, one day I was giving a presentation about 4 hours away on Hiring the Heavens. And when I arrived at the hotel where the presentation was going to be given, thank goodness there was a gas station there with a full-blown mechanics station. Because when I arrived, my heat gauge was all the way over in the red, and there was steam, and the engine was like getting ready to blow. And so I pulled into the gas station. The mechanic came out, And I said, can you tell me what's going on with my engine? And he said, well, you've got a serious oil leak. You've got to get that fixed. And I said to the mechanic, I said, well, I can't deal with this now. I've got a presentation I'm doing, but I'll be back. Can I leave the car here for a little bit, you know, for a couple hours? They said, no problem. So I went and I did my talk. When I finished it and I'm walking back to my car, I hired a spiritual mechanic. And I said, listen, I don't want to spend the night here. This is 4 hours from my house. What I'd really like to do is get home and deal with it then. So tell you what, spiritual mechanic, could we make a deal? I'll put some oil in the car. Can you get me home? And then when I get home, I'll get that oil leak looked at. Could you just get me home? Well, I did that. I put the oil in the car and I drove home the 4 hours. No problem. But here, let me tell you how that spiritual mechanic went above and beyond. Do you know, Kimberly, I never had to fix that leak.
Wow.
Never. And I did run into a mechanic telling, and I was in the audience when I was telling the story at one point, and this mechanic said, yeah, that's a nice story, but you really need to get that oil leak fixed. And I said, well, I would, but that was 5 years ago. I never had to fix it.
That's great. That's an awesome story. So I'm curious as to what your spiritual marketer has told you. How did you start marketing your business when you first started?
Well, that's another story. So when I was told that, by that time, I really began to develop a daily ongoing conversation with the spiritual world and all the gifts and talents that they had to offer. And not only was I telling the story about it to all my friends and family, but I heard the message that it's time for me now to write this in a book. And I said, really? I have to write about this? And so the first thing that I did was I put together a spiritual book writing committee. And I said, you're going to have to help me put this together in a book. I have no idea what I'm doing. How do I even develop these ideas? Well, as soon as I did that, I came home to a recording on my phone from a complete stranger who said, hi, my name is so-and-so. And I was just wondering if you had any book projects you're working on. I'm a developmental editor. So of course I hired her, and then we worked together so well, and she helped develop the book to a point where all that was necessary was for somebody to go through it with a fine-tooth comb and make sure that all the I's were dotted and all the T's were crossed. So I went right back to my spiritual book writing committee. I said, who do I get to do that? And the very next day, I had a brand new client in my office who had very tiny handwriting. And that usually means to me they're very into detail. So I said to the person, what is it that you do? And she says, well, I'm a copy editor. And I said, what's a copy editor? And she says, well, we go through manuscripts and we make sure all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed. So I knew she was heaven sent. So I worked with her and we got the book published. And that's a whole big story in and of itself. Every step along the way, whatever I needed was taken care of for me on the spiritual level. Now, you asked about marketing. Let me give you an example about that.
Love it.
Once my book was published, the publishing house sent me this 3-page itinerary of where I was going to go and where I needed to be on what program and on what in what city and this and that. And I looked at it and I said, I've got 4 kids and a business. I can't do this. And they said, well, this is what people do to market. And I said, well, don't worry about that because I have a spiritual marketer. So I have been on stage with some of the biggest names in industry, Marianne Williamson, Joe Vitale, Don Miguel Ruiz, Dan Millman, some of the biggest names in my genre. And I didn't do any of the marketing. Here's what happened. This is just a perfect example of how it works. The person, there was a lady who put on the Awakenings Conference, and she was talking to her spiritual guidance and asking, who should we get as a speaker at the next conference? And she hears the words, get the author of Hiring the Heavens. And she had no idea it was a book. So it happened to be that she was next to a Barnes & Noble. She went in. She said, do you have the book Hiring the Heavens? And they said, yes, we do. And she ended up calling me because of that. That's a perfect example of my marketing committee doing the work for me. I didn't have to do it in the normal channels. They did it for me.
What a blessing. That is really unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's coincidences happen all the time, and synchronicities happen all the time, but we just pass them off as just happenstance, right? What if they were more than that? What if they were actually an arrangement by the universe? And if we could actually tap into that and purposefully create that, how different would our lives be?
We'd be all be so much happier, wouldn't we? Because it would flow. Like, we would not be struggling against what we want or what we think we want. It would just flow and come to us. It would be so beautiful.
Yeah, right.
Amazing. Well, now I don't even know how to ask marketing questions. I don't know if your committee would approve. So this is so interesting. So, well, I'll ask what I would normally ask. So, who is your ideal client now, and how are you marketing to them?
And so what I do is I completely turn that over to my marketing team. I really do. My prayer of intention when I am getting ready to go to work and work with clients, which I currently do now only over the phone, but my prayer is, send me those clients that I can be of service to. Because I don't want clients just for clients' sake. I want clients that I can be of service to. And so I ask that they arrange it. It's kind of like, I'll have my peeps talk to your peeps and then make that call. And so, and somehow connect us, you know. So I don't really actually seek out clients physically, but rather let the spiritual world bring me those that I can be of service to. And so when they call me up, I know it was arranged on another level.
Wow.
And I know there's something that we need to work together on. I don't have any doubt about that. You know how sometimes it is when clients call up and you're talking and you're thinking, well, I'm not sure I'm the right person for you.
Right.
I don't have that doubt because I know it was arranged on a different level.
That's incredible. And that would be wonderful to have like the most incredible clients all the time.
Yeah, really. Seriously, it's true.
That's amazing. So are you doing any non-spiritual marketing? Do you do any traditional stuff like social media or any other form? Or are you really just using your spiritual guides?
Well, I'm going to be totally honest with you, Kimberly. I just finished putting together a whole school called Higher Guidance Life Coaching. And I have realized that rather than doing exactly practicing what I preach, I didn't. I thought to myself, I have no idea how to do internet marketing. I have no clue. I'll turn to all the gurus out there that know how to do internet marketing, and I'll just copy them. And so I tried that, and it didn't work.
You're like, this isn't working for me.
Right, right. But you see, the reason it doesn't work for me is because that's not my path.
Right.
It's not how I'm supposed to do it.
You're out on a vibrational level, bringing your people in versus having to deal with the craziness of social media and everything else.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. I mean, I don't have any affinity for that either.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, all right. So then tell me about the writing of the book. So you say they kind of came to you and said, this is now what you need to do. And is there any more of the process? Like, did the publisher come to you as well through the whole process? Or how did that
happen? Absolutely. Yeah. So I finished the book, and what my committee told me was I'm going to self-publish it first, and then it will get published by a major publishing house. So I said, okay. And I just kind of just don't know any better. So I said, okay. So what I did is I self-published, and then I got a tap on the shoulder from my book writing committee that said, okay, now it's time to submit it to a major publishing house. I said, okay, where do you guys want this published? And they took me to The Power of Now. And The Power of Now is published by New World Library. And I looked them up on the internet and I said, okay, yeah, these guys look great. Mm-hmm. So I submitted my book to them with a little letter that said, you guys are going to be the ones that will publish the book.
Well, I bet you will be.
Yeah. And so what I didn't know, though, Kimberly, is that that's not the way you're supposed to do it. What you're supposed to do is to go to real expensive seminars and learn how to write a book proposal, how to get your press kit together, how to approach the publishing houses, submit to at least 30 different publishing houses at a time. You're going to get turned down, submit to the next 30, and just keep going till you hope somebody picks your book up. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Well, I didn't do any of that.
Why would you?
And my book was published. And I'm just kind of laughing to myself because I realized that when it came to marketing my new school, I tried it. I guess I had to try the traditional way just to see if it would work.
Right. Just to know that your way is better.
Yeah. Just to prove it to myself.
I love it. That's fantastic. So, all right, well, let's go this route. So I know you get all your help from above, but are there any processes and systems that you have in place in your business on a daily basis that helps you run your business?
Well, I will say that having a list, it was definitely, okay, let me put it in these words. It wouldn't have worked very well if I had been given the message to write the book, but never put pen to paper. That would not have worked.
Right.
So where you're going, and which is absolutely correct, there's a place where heaven meets earth, and you have to put it into physical form.
Yes.
And for me, that physical form, and I did fight that for a long while because I didn't, again, have that inclination. But my brother really helped me to see, Jean, you need to set this up with a website. You need to set it up by creating a autoresponder and a shopping cart. And you need to actually create a way for people to get in touch with you and for you to be in touch with them and get your list and all of that. And so I did set that in place. And that to me, it makes perfect sense. You have to bring something down to the physical level.
Yes, it can't all be done. That's the higher selves. Be great if they could, though, because that's a pain in the butt to set up.
Yeah, that would be. But yeah, I do have all of that in place. I do have the autoresponder. I do. But the people that have helped me create that, honestly, have all been heaven sent. Because for me to do that, it still wouldn't be done to this day.
I hear you. Unless it suddenly appeared on the paper and said, there it is.
Yeah, right. So fortunately, the heavens knew that and sent me people that would help to physically bring it into manifestation.
That's fantastic. So what would be your favorite book that you would recommend? That's whether it could be spiritual or business, I have a sneaking suspicion it'll be spiritual with you, that really touched you and then has helped you through creating all of this throughout your life.
I'm going to have to say Hiring the Heavens, my own book. And I'm saying that not to be funny, but the thing of it is that book was given to me and I personally have read it at least 5 times because you forget.
Yes,
in everyday life, you forget that you have this expansive this dimension that we don't even think about because we can't see it. And how often do we find ourselves just to work it out on our own here? And it's only when we get to a point of absolute desperation do we feel we have the right or deserve to call out and ask for help. Well, it's crazy as it seems, but they always say you teach that which you most need to learn. This was something I most needed to learn. So I have read my own book at least 5 times because I really need to get it.
That's fantastic. Well, I know now I want to go pick up a copy for sure, and I'm sure everyone else does. Looking back on your journey, if knowing what you know now, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do differently? Which would be hard, because it sounds like for you it was all such divine intervention. I don't know that you could do anything differently.
Well, certainly. I mean, there's plenty of times when, you know, I beat my head against the wall and things didn't work out. And you could look at that and say, you know, I should have done it differently. But I look at it differently because now, having understood so much more, because I'll tell you what, once I understood that I had a way to get answers, I had endless questions. And so I journaled for 3 years asking all sorts of questions of my spiritual higher guidance about what is this life about? Who are we? How do we get here? Why do we have troubles? Why doesn't this work? Why didn't that work? You know, I wanted to know. So I journaled for 3 years asking those questions, and that's what ended up in my Creative Mystic website. And if people want to sign up on that website, they can actually get my responses back. It's a free thing that I offer, and it's my journal pages, and they're the actual journal pages from what me asking my higher guidance, what's this all about?
Oh, wow.
So rather than looking back at an experience that I had that I would say, gosh, I should have done that differently, I don't look at it that way. I look at it that nothing was wasted. How else do we understand things? How else do we learn? How else do we grow and come to the fullness of an experience? But by doing things in different ways and seeing what's working and what isn't. So in answer to your question, what would I do differently? I honestly say that even the quote-unquote mistakes, I had to do them.
Part of the journey, isn't it?
Part of the journey. Yeah.
So
that helped a lot, didn't it?
Yeah, and you know, I love it because I do get the answer sometimes. Someone's like, absolutely nothing. It was all supposed to be.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself going from here? What are your next steps?
I want to, now that I've created an entire school to teach others how to do higher guidance life coaching. And the difference of higher guidance life coaching versus regular coaching is that rather than focusing on goals and trying to pull an answer out of the person, asking the right questions to get the person to give the right response, what I'm saying in higher guidance life coaching is that if that person really had the answers, they wouldn't be calling you in the first place.
So true.
Right. And what I'm saying is that on a conscious level, we're so conditioned, we so quickly tell ourselves the answers we want to hear, sometimes good ones, sometimes bad ones, but we're so quick to, our conscious mind wants to have an answer, but how do we know what the real truth is? And the only way that you can get to the real truth is go to a higher aspect of ourselves that does have our finger on exactly the real truth of who we are, what we came here to do, and, you know, knows where we've been and where we're going. And so what higher guidance life coaching, what it teaches is how to connect in with that person's higher guidance and let their higher guidance be the coach. And you as a coach have no idea where that is. You have no clue. And your whole job is to just let their higher guidance be the coach. And so whatever's the right answer for one person will definitely, absolutely not be the right answer for the next person. So you just, there's no cookie cutter approach to this. It's simply about learning to tune into that person's higher guidance and let them be the coach. So where do I see myself going from here? Now that I have the school put together, now what I'm wanting to do is take a number of the different techniques and modalities and philosophies within it and continue putting out more books. So I have a lot more books to write.
Fantastic. Well, I think we're all very excited to see them coming. And if they wanted to get your responses to the questions that you've asked of your higher committee, where would people find you?
They can go to jeanslater.com, and that's J-E-A-N, S as in Sam, L-A-T-T-E-R. They can go to jeanslater.com, or they can go to creativemystic.com. Either one gets you there.
Perfect. Well, this has been a highly unusual, I will say, a bit, and I loved it. Fantastic interview. Thank you so much for sharing your beautiful stories.
It's been my pleasure, and I was wondering if this was going to be a little bit different than the normal interview, but I'm hoping that it's one that, again, will open some eyes to help people to realize you don't have to do all this on your own. You've got help, and to open up to that dimension where there's more power than you can possibly imagine.
Fantastic. And we all need to be reminded of that. So this was absolutely perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
And I'd like to remind my listeners, if you want more information on this show, you can go to our website, which is mindfulmarketingshow.com, or you can text MINDFUL to 58885. Go ahead and text MINDFUL to 58885 to get all the latest updates. Have a beautiful day.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.